Regional councillors approved an update to the Regional Official Growth Plan for 2051 through committee. The plan is expected to formally pass through council when they vote on Thursday. The plan calls for higher density housing with 121,000 housing units expected to be built over the next 30 years. The region's population is expected to be 923,000 people by 2051. Not everyone at the committee meeting agreed with the proposal. Councillor Michael Harris voiced his concerns regarding there not being enough units for families. The need for diversity of housing stock is going to be critical, Harris said. We also know that the construction of intensified areas in our downtown core don't provide the mix of 2- and 3-bedroom units. One of the other aspects of the plan are 15-minute neighborhoods. These are designed for people to be able to reach whatever they need without traveling more than 15 minutes. Kevin Thomason, the vice chair of the Grand River Environment Network, explained why he believes it is beneficial. You've got a grocery store, you've got a place to shop, you can get your medications or a doctor's appointment, Thomason said. Ideally, how can you do that maybe without even getting in your car? The engagement process for the plan included community feedback and discussions with Six Nations of the Grand River and the Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation. Once council officially approves the plan, the next step is to send it to the province for final approval.